Well, here comes Jamal Crawford. Great skill in front of one, goes past another, crosses his side. Referee, let's play continue. Surely, oh, this time the referee had a chance. I mean, he's done really. Red card.
Oh, pity me. What a, wow, what's the red card?
Wasn't
for?
Expecting that one at all. That's quite.
Oh, that's dreadful refereeing. Oh, referee, you've got that wrong completely. Yeah, it's going to benefit FC United. But it's a red card
and
a straight.
That's a terrible
red.
Decision, that. Pity me.
It was an absolutely fantastic weaving run from Jamal. I don't see what the referee's seen there, because it didn't look high, it didn't look clumsy. He's just been caught out by some fast feet from Jamal. He's put a challenge in that I wouldn't have even been calling for a booking on something like that. It was
I wouldn't.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand it. I don't know what he's seen at all.
Anyway, three additional minutes, but that is woeful referee.
I don't think anybody in here, none of the players were expecting that to happen.
And just before half time as well, could you not just have a word with him?
Well, the thing there as well is he's let play continue on a few occasions. The ball was being played out wide right, a yard into the penalty area. He could have carried on play, and then FC United have a free kick. They're taking it quickly.
Oh, wow! That is a free kick.
And King obliges with an absolute stunner.
Wow.
But the problem is, it's come from a free kick that
should have been
sent off. And it was a free kick.
It was a free kick. It's the decision after the free kick that I don't understand and I don't agree with. But what a... Wow. He's hit that. He could have hit that any better.
Well, it's a free kick. The ball into the penalty area. Irwin wins the header. King's there.
Wow.
Thwacked in the back, but the referee plays lets the play continue. Here comes Kieran Glynn. Three plays around him, rides one, and there's a late challenge on Kieran Glynn.
That's worse. He's gone back pocket. Jeez. It's another red. That was worse than the previous, but even so, he's lost.
He won the ball. he got a foot on that ball.
The angle that he's come in at as well isn't behind.
It's not even tackled him from behind. Kieran Glynn's turned right into the tackle.
It's a free kick. I'd agree with a free kick, but as soon as that challenge went in, I knew he was going to get the same decision was going to happen.
I did not honestly think the referee was going to do that. I cannot believe he's done that. He's just made two absolute monumental cock-ups as a referee. But good play from FC United. They've gathered the second ball, they've won that. We talked about that on Tuesday. FC won a lot of second balls, and here comes FC United's number 7, Jamal, and there
he is.
Is that a penalty?
It's just outside.
Ooh,
as he's coming.
Oh, he's very lucky there. Now that's a rash challenge. That's a yellow card.
Well, he stuck his foot out, didn't he? He stuck his leg out.
And the referee's going to give nothing.
No, he's not.
Just a free kick.
And to be honest, I feel that this is better suited to Irwin than the previous ones I've watched him take. I just feel that his free kicks lose any sort of momentum. I think a bit closer to goal like this one is, I think he might come into his own here.
Well, it's either going to be Irwin, King,
King's going to fancy
King's,
it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's going to...
Let them jump in the air and it go underneath them. King, dead centre. Can he make it 2 to FC?
He's just going to thump it.
King.
Yes.
2-0. Exactly what I said. He's siphoned it under the wall.
It's not even gone with the power, really.
And it's got a slight deflection, and it's straight into the back of the net through the middle. And that was the right decision for me, was to hit it as the defence jumped, the wall jumped up, straight through, straight underneath them. And 2-0 to FC. Okay, should play it out to King. King from distance has the shot. Back to Kay. Ball sweeps out to the right hand side for Garner now. Garner in the penalty area. Takes it to the byline. Good ball in. Who's he going to find? He's going to find Scott Kay from distance.
Bumble and it's going to be. There it is. It's Garner on the end of it.
Well, I've got to say, the commentary for the goals has been absolutely bobbins. Because the ball came across and it took an eternity to where he was going. And then, Garner popped, and banged it in.
Well, I say he's shown the initiative there, and he's followed the ball in. But it was bobbling around. It was underneath, I think it was Greaves' feet, and Bradford couldn't clear it.
It was the back pass from Kay that confused me, because he just basically just taps it in.
He just passed it.
He P-rolled it.
You know what he did? He passed it into an area that he expected someone to be coming onto. As it was, he got a bit of a mix-up in melee between Tom Greaves and one of their defenders. And as he came across, the lad, it just fell to his foot and he just thumped it straight in the net.
With Higham. Plays it to King. King still on a hat-trick. He chips in. It's a decent ball. Opportunity behind the back post there.
Oh,
and a save by the goalkeeper.
Save.
And is it going to be a goal kick or a corner ball?
Well, it should be. It came off the keeper, didn't it?
And he's put somebody in there.
I think he's not. He's given a penalty to FC.
Has he?
There's a handball. He's given a penalty to FC United Manchester.
He has given a penalty. I wondered what he was... I thought he was pointing to the corner.
Save that.
I think the ball that came across first of all. It was... Because I was expecting Greaves to get on the end of the head and it just barred across, but...
It just, it was taken, deflected away, it didn't...
Well,
I don't know.
For hat-tricks, and King steps up with the SMRE in his last game. King to make it four. Oh, he does
easy.
That. He just chips it over the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper went the right
brilliant.
Way. He just
absolutely
chips it over
brilliant.
Him. And the goalkeeper's going, no! There's nothing worse when you know you're on your knees and the ball still hasn't gone in the back of the net. And it's going over your head, and there's nothing you can do. And it's four to FC United of Manchester.